an opportunity to talk to the former coach of the Raptors, the NBA Coach of the Year, and now the head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Dwayne Casey. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're really good. That means you had 24 hours to get out of this interview, and you elected not to.
Don't
That's
give him an
great.
Opportunity now.
We can say we knew you when.
The only thing that I've got to do more important right now is pack boxes. So I'm that's the only other thing, but I'm glad to be on with you guys.
It's fantastic for you, and congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you, Greg.
It's one of those scenarios where the Friday that this happens, you'd know Rick Carlisle really well, and I'm sure he's told you stories about his Pistons tenure. I woke up and found out Rick had been released after great progress in Detroit. But about 7 hours later, it started to leak out that they'd been talking to Larry Brown and they were going to hire Larry Brown. So I guess if you're Rick, you go, okay, they're hiring Larry Brown. When you got the word on that Friday morning, Dwayne, that you wouldn't be back, did you assume that they knew already who they would hire?
No, I hadn't. You know, really, I didn't even think that deep, Greg, as far as what they were going to do or how they were going to do it. All I knew, I had just been relieved and, you know, didn't know exactly what they had in mind. And really, you know, it's, you know, really didn't care at that point. I was just more or less surprised and, you know, disappointed of being relieved. So, you can't control things you can't control. And, you know, I had no control over who they were going to hire or, you know, really didn't care at that point.
All right. So from the moment the series ends with Cleveland, it's over. He's beaten you again to the point where the announcement is made that you are not returning. At what point do you think I may not be back?
Well, again, it's you don't know. You start hearing rumors and everything. But again, you know, that guy has beaten a lot of people. So, you know, I get in a long line and the Raptors, we got in a long line. And I think it was more or less the way we got swept more than beat than anything else. You know, any team, how many years has he been to the finals in a row? So it's a lot of teams he's beaten. So, whoever is going to beat him, has got to figure out a way and get a roster that's going to match him to beat him. So that should be all of our goals in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, everyone talks like that the Toronto Raptors were the only one getting beat by Cleveland at the time. So it was disappointing. But, again, it's everybody's challenge in the Eastern Conference to go up that mountain and knock him off the mountain.
LeBron James is 24-0 in his last 24 Eastern Conference playoff series. Dwayne, you're far from alone, regardless of the circumstances. When did Detroit make their presence felt that they'd be a interested in talking to you? And when did you feel, well, it's one thing to talk. Free agents go through this all the time. And the second part is, when did it start to become a lot more reality? This seemed to be a lot of questions for them about where they were going, their cap situation, their players. Right. Playing them four times a year doesn't tell you everything about a team, does it?
No, exactly right. And it was a back and forth both ways. We both were filling each other out you know, Greg, it was one thing to jump back into it. I wasn't for sure that I was ready to jump back into it after, you know, going through a grueling playoff run and the way things ended here in Toronto. So I was trying to decide that. You know, I had a little flirtation with ESPN, basically sort of a tryout with them, and trying to decide what I wanted to do. Went through the interview process. You know, questioning each other, went out to Tom Gore's place in Los Angeles where he lives and met with him for an extended interview. I think we went from like 5 o'clock in the evening to 2 o'clock in the morning, just talking and talking life, basketball, and his vision for the Pistons. So it was a long process, but a great process. I learned a lot about, you know, the Detroit situation, like you said, the cap space and the roster and the expectations of the team and the whole nine yards. So it was very informative process and good. It was good for me to go through it.
All right. So you get named Coach of the Year twice, actually. The first one happened just before the decision had to be made on whether you're coming back or not. But you're up there the other night and you thank your boys, right? You thank Kyle, thank DeMar, Jonas for what went on here. But now you're the Pistons coach and they're still with the Raptors. And you're going to have to watch them do whatever they do next year. You're a better person than I. I know that. I would want them to go 0-82. I really would.
And win the draft lottery? You don't want that.
All right. So you're going to be looking at them, and those are still your guys, but you don't want this organization to do well now, do you?
Well, the key thing is I'm in the same conference, so no, I don't want them to do well. You know, that for that reason only, because we're in the same Eastern Conference, and they're going to be a competitor. But no, you never want ill will to happen to anyone that you care about and that type of thing. And there's no part of me that sits around and going to say, oh, I hope they fail. I hope, no, that's small-minded and to think that way. And, but when we do compete against them, you daggone right. I want to spank them and beat them and everything else. And it's going to be different and strange, but, you know, that's why they hired me to coach the Detroit Pistons to win games. And so we'll have to treat them like Indiana and Cleveland and whoever else we play against. But no, I won't sit around and wish ill will on anyone with the Raptors, because that, again, I think karma is something that's an amazing thing, especially in sports. You know, when you don't do things with a pure heart and you approach, you know, the game with not a pure heart. Good things don't happen to you, and that's why I try to live my life and try to tell players to live their life, play the game with a pure heart, with no agendas, and good things will happen, because it will come around and bite you in the behind if you don't.
Okay, but I've been called small-minded by the NBA coach.
No,
because I would feel differently.
You.
No, I know.
No,
but I would not, as I said, leading it, I would not feel the same way as you. I knew that's the road that you would take, because that's who you are.
Well, I appreciate that. No, I did not call you small-minded at all.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
We work in radio. We've both been called worse, Dwayne. That's how our business works, as you well know. 8:40, Dwayne Casey, the reigning NBA Coach of the Year, new head coach of the Detroit Pistons, joining us. So I think two things about the Pistons. One, I think this team is further along potentially with veterans and obviously a star in Blake Griffin, somebody recognized in every NBA arena, than maybe the group that you inherited in Toronto. And I also think, what rich history there. And Tom Gores wants to bring that back. I mean, you know, I was in that arena hundreds of times. They had two great eras. So when you look up and you see, there's Isaiah Thomas's number. There's Dave Bing's number. Dave Bing was a legend and didn't get to win. And obviously Lambeer, Rodman, Dumars. There's so much history there that this owner wants to bring back. And you guys, I can say now, you haven't won a playoff round in a while. Like, this is, there's a lot to be accomplished here, isn't there?
No question. And that's a great point, Greg. And the fact that, you know, there is history. They got three championships. I walked in the office and there's Chuck Daly's picture and Larry Brown's picture, Flip Saunders. A lot of great coaches have coached there in the practice facility. They have a lot of division banners across the wall that they won over the years, three championship banners. So believe me, they want to get back to that, and I want to get them back to that, and that's my goal, and that's my thrust as far as this team. And you hit it on the head. The starting point is there. You know, Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond. You know, you got a lot of good. Stanley Johnson, who is a high draft pick. Henry Ellenson, who is a very talented, skilled big guy that can shoot the three. So they've got some excellent pieces there as far as players are concerned, Greg. And the starting point is higher than what we started with here. We had a young DeMar DeRozan. Valanciunas hadn't even gotten here yet. And Jamal McGlure was one of our centers. Aaron Gray was a center. And Yandere Bagnani. So, you know, the talent level starting there is at a higher place. And again, the injury situation is something that's really haunted Detroit over the last few years. Just guys missing games, Reggie Jackson. That's one thing that the Raptors were very fortunate last year, is not having very many games missed because of injury. So, excuse me. So what we try to do there is figure out a way to keep guys from being injured, to keep guys healthy, whether it's workouts or less how we work out, or less workouts, or whatever it is, our medical staff there, has, we got to work together and find a way to stay healthy.
What are you going to think the day that LeBron goes to the L.A. Lakers? You're going to go, oh, great, now you finally left the division. Or, look, you're still in the division. You won't have to deal with
it. Good luck getting an answer on that one.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I hope I hope he does go west. But, again, if he's there, we've got to figure out a way, all of us in the Eastern Conference. And because, again, how many years has he been straight to the finals? And whether it's in Cleveland or Miami or whatever it is. So we've got to figure out a way, and that's our goal if he stays. And if he doesn't, then, hopefully one less team to fight against, because the Eastern Conference is going to be very difficult next year. Toronto is going to be one of the favorite teams in the Eastern Conference next year. And so it's going to be, one of those things that to knock off Philadelphia, Boston, Toronto is going to be a goal for all of us in the Eastern Conference next year.
All right, two things as we say goodbye to you and thank you for your time this morning. This can't be true. October 28th, Seattle Seahawks at Detroit Lions. Like right away, your allegiance is getting ripped apart in the Moatland.
Can you believe that, Greg? And you've been in that market. You know how big the Lions are in the market there. And now I've got to go make a decision. So I'll keep that close to my vest of who I'm going to be cheering for, and probably the Lions, since I live there in the city, and I'll catch crap there if I don't pull for the Lions.
Yeah, trust they don't take well to bringing your team to that market. I tried it a couple times; it went very poorly. And you will not find. I still have friends that work in sports radio there, but there's no show like this show or Bob's show in Detroit. They're just mailing it in. The Tigers are under 500, so they're counting on you to give them some content deep into April and May. I know you're going to do your best for them.
Well, I'm excited. It's one of those things, Greg, that you've been in that market. You and Rachel have worked there and been in the market there. It's a big sports market, a lot of history, a lot of tradition in the sports market, a lot of championships. So hopefully go there and make a dent in the market. And, again, I'm going to approach it as we started here 7 years ago, pounding the rock and getting back on track. And again, the pieces are there. The excitement is there. Tom Gores has a great vision. He's put a lot of money in, revitalizing downtown. Brand new practice facility going up. The new arena is big time. It's beautiful. So a lot of positives to go into Detroit. And what I'd like to do is wish all the Raptor fans to say thank you for all the support over the years. We had things started here before Jurassic Park got started, saw that go into fruition, back into the playoff situation, went from 30th to, I think, 4th or 5th defensively, which was one of the main reasons why Brian Colangelo hired me in the first place back in the day. So a lot of goals reached, a lot of the first that we reached here, and wish him nothing but the best going forward in the future, Greg.
Great having you, and I know I could speak for the city of Toronto and all their fans in thanking you for bringing a great person to the city, and also what you are leaving behind from what you inherited. Congratulations on your new job, and thanks from everyone here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, and you guys do have a great show that I listen to all the time on the way into work. So good luck and give my best to everybody.
Our podcast will always be free for you, Dwayne. We're not charging. I don't care what your terms of your deal are. We're not charging you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how that works.
Okay, Greg. All right. That's fine.